Next kinas beikoinim yo al yoishio. Be'etzem perik dalid in Eichon. The kina that Yirmiyo wrote, it's actually inside the Sefer HaKinois. It's one of the Chof Dalit Sfarim in our Tanakh. There was a perik designated special for Yoshio. Question I'm going around with for years is Yoshio HaMelech. He was a big tzaddik. He was great. But a perik inside Megillas Eicha, Kina Yud Aleph, a special kina in an earlier kinas, not from Arzi Alevonon on. It's a kina that's for Yoshio HaMelech. We don't find anyone else, any other great person that you have a kina for that person. You have his spadim, but a kina for Yoshio HaMelech. We didn't understand what was going on around that time. The father of Yoshio was Amoin, very big Rosha. His grandfather was Menashe. His years were split. But as a Klal Yisrael, both in the times of Amoin and Menashe, the Avodah Zarah was the thing to do. You walk into the house, you have an oven, you have a table, and there with it together you have Avodah Zarah. That's what it was. Everyone was being Oved Avodah Zarah. Everywhere you place. For all I know, they were selling Avodah Zarah in a local shop. Avodah Zarah was a thing to do everywhere. The matzav in Klal Yisrael was at the low of the low. Amoin, the father of Yoshio, Klal Yisrael couldn't even take him. He was such a rasha. He was murdered. And there Yoshio, the third grader, 8-year-old, became the king. Says the psukim that Yoshio took in the steps of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the first king of Melech Yehuda, and he started sweating and toiling in a base medrash. He started internalizing what the Torah really wants from us. And there he started growing and decided he's making a stop for this. That's it. No more. A few years later, he goes with his guards. He's the king. His servants, the soldiers, they start going around all the public places, from the shuk to the stores. And they go around, and if they see any Avodah Zarah, it's smashed into pieces. They go from home to home, and any symbolizing of Avodah Zarah, destroy it, throw it, burn it, no more. And it starts to feel pure. The air starts to feel well. We're finally getting there. A Malchus Beis David is supposed to look like how the continuation of Chizkiyo, his great-grandfather, of David HaMelech and all the other great kings are finally starting to make it there. Yirmiyo is the Navi in that Tkufa, and Yirmiyo senses that this is a real special time. He goes out to bring the Aseres HaShvatim that were Goyle in times of Chizkiyo, the great grandfather of Yoshio, father of Menashe. And I think it's the time, says Yirmiyo, let's bring them all back home. We'll bring all the Aseres HaShvatim back to Eretz Yisrael. And he goes to bring the Aseres HaShvatim back. Meanwhile, they're cleansing the Beis HaMikdash. They're cleaning. And they see a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, times of Moshe, if I'm not mistaken. And they open up and they see, after they're in their peak, they're feeling really high. They're finally getting to there. They see that the Sefer Torah is opened in a klolos. In a klolos of Kisavoy. They don't know what this is symbolizing to them. They go to Chuda and Avia, servants of the king. They say, what is Hashem hinting to us with this symbolizing that we opened up the Sefer Torah and Beis HaMikdash? And the Malkam HaTeichacha says, Chuda, although you guys are doing great, but there's a Gzir and Shemayim, it's going to be a Churban. They come back to Yeshio, they tell him this news. Yeshio, instead of breaking into shreds, he says, no, we're going to go further. We're going to try to do whatever we could to tear this Gzeirah. And there he goes, Yoshio. Yoshio, the king, goes, and he goes from person to person to go a krisas bris, that you're going to keep only to Teiras Moshe, nothing else. person by person, I guess they have some letter, and everyone goes and signs this letter. They do a Christmas bris. It's no jokes. It's not just like signing something, but something for real, that we're going to be 100%. We're not doing anything else. Yoshio feels really satisfied. He feels like the Am, Klal Yisrael, are really holding in a really high place. Meanwhile, in those years, Harei Nechoi from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, has an issue with Ashur that's holding an Assyrian border. And the only way for him to get to go to the Syrian border and fight and go to the battles, go through Eretz Yisrael. Very easily picture that. You have tanks in an Egyptian border. If they want to fight Al-Julani in Syria, they have to go through Eretz Yisrael. They come, they send a letter to Yoshio HaMelech. They say, can we just pass through? We're not doing anything. Just let us pass through. Yoshio HaMelech sits down, does a cheshbon ha-nefesh. He says, listen, I think we're holding already in a place that Klal Yisrael are in such a high madrego and ruchnius. V'cherev leisavoy ba'artzichem. And he sits down with himself. He says, I think that's it. We're not going to let them come through. Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells them, no, we're not holding there. You're teaching them incorrectly. Klal Yisrael are really not there yet. We did make a long way, but we're not there. Yoshio decides, no, we are there. And he makes the hachlot, he makes a decision that I'm not letting Paranecha come through. Paranecha gets that letter back from Yoshio HaMelech. He says, we're going right through. Who's this Yoshio HaMelech that's stopping us? The arms of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, start chasing after Yoshio HaMelech. Yoshio HaMelech is running away. And the chayolim, the soldiers of Harei Nechoi, start shooting arrows and spears to Melech Yoshio. And the psukim tell us that 300 spears pierce through Yoshio HaMelech's body. And he falls down to the ground, Yoshio HaMelech. And he's just about to die. He's goises. And they see Klal Yisrael are shocked at what's going on. Their king, the tzaddik, and the spears are really piercing through. He's probably bleeding on the floor. They see mumbling. We say, what is he mumbling already? We go closer to hear. And Yoshio HaMelech says, Tzadiku Hashem, kipyu marisi. And then Yetzasai Nishmosai in those words. They tell us that Kimea Vigdor. You never have Rabbeinu. If you pile up together, Hidabruta Rachim or Sameach, everyone together. It says about Yoshio HaMelech, there was no one like him that was a Machzir B'tshuva from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is it? What is it that he came inside Megillas Eicha? One point is for sure correct, is famous story that when they told the Chazayin Ish that Baruch Ber was Nifter in Holocaust time, he sat down in his room and he was crying and he was crying and he was crying. And he said that the Mugging, the Iron Dome of Europe, is now not there anymore. But Baruch Ber was the Megin. He understood the power of what it means that there was a tzaddik around. There was a Gadol Batoira that was saving on Europe. And he said, therefore, when Baruch Ber was Nifter, we have no more Shmir on Europe. And he saw the future, what was going to be. They tell us that as long as Yoshio was alive, as long as Yoshio was alive, Chulda Navia said there's not going to be any Churban. There's not going to be any Churban when Yoshio is alive. What was it? The Malbim in Tzfania, Paragimel, and so too the Malbim in Melachim Beis, Paragchav Gimel, point out that in times of Yoshio HaMelech, there was a real potential of actually coming to Geula. As we pointed out, Yirmiyahu saw that the Aseres HaShvat, it was a time to bring back the Aseres HaShvatim, to bring all the Pizur that Klal Yisrael went scattered around, to bring them back all to Eretz Yisrael, and Yirmiyahu will be the king. If Yoshio would be the king, and if everything would have fallen to place, they could have brought the Geula HaShlema back then. Sir Choshev HaSefer on Eicha, he points history. We're talking about Bialik Malka would have got together and managed to really cleanse all those people that behind their door and bring them in the previous to Ruchnius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Gula Hashlim would have happened then. Would have managed to cancel out. We managed to cancel out the Dalet Malchus. You would not have Nebuchadnezzar, no Golus Paras, Yavon, and Edom, where we're still suffering today. But to take it one more step, the Pasuk and Amos, Perikhes, Pasuk Tes, referring to Malchus Beis David, as Rashi points out, says Shaka Hashemesh Batzeoroim. And Rashi points out it's referring to the death of Melech HaMelech Yoshio. Shaka Hashemesh Batzeoroim, Malchus Beis David was Shaka. Was died out early. Explanation is that from that point and on, after the death of Malchus Yoshio, there was no more real, authentic Malchus Beis David. His children after him was some Shiraim, maybe a grandchild. It was not real. Well, Malchus Beis David is meant to present, what's meant to project in a world, that was it, that was the end. Until today, from the death of death of Yoshio HaMelech, there is no more Malchus Beis David. The Bach points out, in the tefillah we say every single day, in Yerushalayim Yerucham, towards the end, V'chi say David Avdecha, Meher L'Seicha Tochin, and then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Pesachim Kufdale tells us that towards the end of the bracha has to shtim with the chasima of the bracha. The chasima of the bracha says, Boinei Yerushalayim. Right before that we say, V'chi say David Avdecha, Meher L'Seicha Tochin, I'm talking about Malchus Beis David. Says the Bach, Ainu Ach. You cannot have a real Binyan Yerushalayim without having Malchus Beis David. The only king that sat down comfortably in Beis HaMikdash, feeling at home, is Melech David. The Beis HaMikdash is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out his Malchus to the world. Malchus Beis David's tafkid in the world is that all the Inyanim, from the religion to anywhere about tax, about any issue regarding the nation, regarding the kingdom, everything was done al pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the servants, he has the soldiers, he has the power. Everything's brought out in every sif katan exactly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That was the Malchus Beis David. It's not only in my personal life, and not only in my kehillah, it's the whole Klal Yisrael, it's the whole nation bringing out together as a nation. The Malchus is a unity for the whole nation, and he's standing on top, bringing out the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is so fake. Everything is seems to be, but it's really missing. We're just sitting in the mud for so long, and we got used to fake ideas and fake things. Fake models of what it really means to bring Malchus Beis David sitting down in Beis HaMikdash and having only Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu there for any decision. If it's a decision of war, if it's a decision of taxes, if it's a decision of anything, if it's a chizuk in Klal Yisrael, as we see Yeshayahu Melech went from door to door, breaking every single avodah zarah and making sure that everyone's doing Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kid of Yirmiyahu and Yoshiyahu is a big part of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If you have a trio of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban Yerushalayim, so too you have Churban Malchus Beis David. Churban Malchus Beis David was really happening in a mavis, in a death of Yoshio HaMelech. From then, it was not the same until today. Maybe to bring another idea, another yesod that I can't not mention it, that's mentioned inside this kino, is the chet of Leitzanei Hador. Davak boy chet Leitzanei Hador. Yoshio was a little bit influenced, even in maybe in self-conscious. He wasn't aware, but the chet Leitzanei Hador was, they came to shul, they came to the Beis Medrash, they're walking in the street, they looked a certain way. when they shut their doors at home, when no one was looking, their life was totally different. It was a fake life. The Avodah Zarah was placed as a screensaver. When you just want, you just change the screen over, and there the Avodah Zarah was there. The life was in appearance was one, but inner was something else. And that Dovik Bechit Ador was something that Yoshio Melech, I guess, because he was the manik of the door, he was the melech of the door. These two points of our lacking the chisaron of Malchus Beis Dovid, what it really means to have a melech sitting down in Beis Hamikdash and guiding us in every single area, and not only guiding, has the power to do so, and representing only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Together with the other point of living a real, authentic life of whatever's inside is outside, is something that's very easily to slip in our days of having two different lives. No one really knows what everyone's living. It's so easy to be living in two areas. When you come to shul and you daven, obviously the way you live at shul is not the way you live at home. But everything to be shtimming, if someone important would come and see you in all areas, you would feel comfortable. That is a little bit what the kinnah is telling us. The kinnah is that also what you live when the doors are closed should be the same thing where you live when you're walking in a street. And Be'ez Hashem will really tap into this hargasha of both the avodah of feeling inside and outside, shtimming, being the same, so to yearning and understanding the lack of having missing Malchus Beis David and the tremendous loss we had from the day of Misas Yeshio until today.